This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk, talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show. I'm your host, Jack Warren, here on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. And today's segment of the show, the first segment of the show, is brought to you by Photosimile, your PC-controlled photography studio. Go to Photosimile, PHOTOSIMILE.com. Also, I have an announcement. The team here at WS Radio Network is very excited because now we're able to offer you special offers, discounts, and prizes. We have something for everyone. All you need to do is go log on to www.clubwsradio.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for the monthly email newsletter. And, of course, your email address is sacred to us and will not be sold or used by any third parties. Again, www.clubwsradio.com. And join the club. It's free. Jeffrey Rich graduated from Humboldt State University and holds a degree in biology, wildlife biology, and a California teaching credential as well. He's currently a science teacher at Stellar Charter School in Redding, California. Jeffrey attributes his love of the outdoors to his Northern California childhood. He grew up in Northern California. His enjoyment of nature, coupled with his biology and educational background, have proved to be the ideal complements in creating stunning nature photographs. Jeff is a self-taught nature photographer and considers himself to be a photojournalist and a photo naturalist, producing artful images of Mother Nature. His specialty is wildlife and birds, and his photos and articles are published in major magazines and books, including Ranger Rick, Birds World, Audubon, National Wildlife, Wild Bird, Sunset Magazine, Ducks Unlimited, and hundreds of others. Jeff writes a bimonthly column for Northwest Travel Magazine called Watchable Wildlife, and he's the author and photographer for his new book, Baby Bird Book, published by Rio Nuevo Publishers this year. Welcome to the show, Jeff. And after looking at a number of your beautiful new photos in your new book, I wondered, how much time does it take you to get a great shot of a baby bird?
Well, hi, Jack. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Spent a lot of time. There's no doubt about it. A lot of the photos in the book were taken from a photo blind where, you know, I'll sit for many hours waiting for just the right moment.
Okay, now tell me, a photo blind. Describe your photo blind. I mean, I know what blinds are, but for the audience, give us an idea of what your blind looks like.
Well, really, it can be anything that masks the human form and covers up any movement, so the animal doesn't see the movement and doesn't see the human form. So a blind can be really, really simple. I have two that I use. My favorite one is a floating blind, which I have built to cover over a fisherman's float tube that is basically an inner tube with a top on it and a hole for the camera lens to poke out of, and then I'm floating around in the water.
So you like
waders on.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You must have some waterproof gear on besides. So you have waders and...
Right, I'm in waders, and the feet are hanging down. I usually try to touch ground with the feet to help stabilize things. And then I have my big lens about, probably a foot above the water line, which gives that really neat angle, that low angle for water birds.
Yeah, and do you use bird calls?
No, I've never really done much with bird calls. I generally try to find an area where the bird's going to be, like a heavily feeding spot or a nesting site, and then work slowly into position that way.
So back to the original question, so how much time do you think all of this takes? I mean,
wildlife photography is one of those things everybody says, boy, you must be really patient. And I guess you do. You know, I've got all kinds of stories. I guess one of my longer ones, one of my favorite ones, is when I spent 3 days in my photo blind photographing a bald eagle nest. And I basically spent the better part of 3 straight days without leaving, sleeping, eating, photographing, and doing nature's call as well. So that would be the, I guess, my record.
3 days. That's a long time to get a good shot. Well, I'm going to direct everybody to go to FOTOMALL.com, photomall.com, which is my webpage, where I put the Hall of Fame photographers that come on my show, and you can take a look at some of Jeff's photos there. I have a couple of them on the front page, but you'll also see the rest of them in the Hall of Fame. On the front page for this week, we have, looks like some ducks in the morning hours with some fog. You can just barely see the silhouette. What a beautiful shot. Now, how long did it take you to get that shot?
Well, thank you. Those are common loons.
Oh, they're loons, okay.
Yeah, real neat bird. And the common loon was nesting on the side of this small lake up there in Alaska, and they got quite used to the little Zodiac boat that was...
Speak a little closer to the microphone.
That was the... a Zodiac boat used to get out on the lake to that blind. So they got real used to it. And then I spent the day they hatched was the day I wanted to be there, because the day the babies hatch, you get a really neat interaction between the babies and the parents. And so I spent about four good days. But on that one, I came and went from the boat. So I actually, you know, slept in a bed and went back for real early light, probably about 5 a.m. on that shot up in Alaska. You know, you get the early sunrise.
Yeah,
that's cool morning.
That's a soft job when you get to sleep in a bed, I take it.
Exactly,
Well, let's talk about your equipment a little bit. Now,
okay.
Did you shoot that with digital? Do you shoot film? How do you shoot these shots?
Well, I'm still a dinosaur. I'm still shooting all film.
Okay.
And I've got the Nikon F6, my 500mm F4 autofocus AFS is my prime bird lens.
Are you one of these guys that develops his own film?
No, I shoot mostly Fuji, some Kodak VS. I think that shot might have been a VS. And I send it down to the Fuji lab in Arizona. So I have them do all my processing still.
Ah, okay. Well, there's also one. We have a sponsor, ChromeDigital.com. You might want to give them a shot. They still do E6 processing and print film as well. Well, what is your favorite animal to photograph?
Well, definitely birds would be my specialty. And probably within that group, I'd have to go with the bald eagles. Being my favorite. I've spent lots of time photographing bald eagles. It's just, I guess, definitely my all-time favorite animal. And
well, actually, you sent some of those to us, and I'm looking, if you are at FOTOMALL.com and you click on one of Jeff's photographs, you'll come to the second page, and one of the shots is a bald eagle in the air with a huge fish. Where was that one taken?
That one was taken in Alaska as well, Homer, Alaska, and that bird had fished out a herring and was carrying it back to a perch where it could feed on it, and really coming right at me. I mean, I couldn't even get him all in the frame, and just pure luck that I got him in focus, but that 500 autofocus helped keep him in focus. One of my favorite action shots. I just love it. Got the fish hanging down like that.
Yeah, I bet your heart was pounding when you saw him coming your direction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the eagles up in Homer, Alaska in the winter are just phenomenal photo subjects. So I've spent a lot of time there.
Yeah, I think Alaska is, you know, one of the last great frontiers for wildlife photography, don't you?
No doubt about it. There's so much. And when you get to the right place at the right time of year, there's some places in Alaska that are just unforgettable. Heart-stopping.
Yeah. Heart-stopping. And then along the lines of the topic, with the baby birds, you have the next picture. Is it looks like a mother eagle feeding some little chicks.
Yeah, there's an eagle shot I sent you screaming, and there's a couple little gray chicks in the nest. And that shot I took out on the Aleutian Islands. One neat thing about the Aleutians is there are no trees, so the eagles nest on the ground on top of cliffs. So you can sometimes get a good view looking into a nest, and that's kind of what I'm shooting for. That way you can see the whole babies and the adults and everything all together.
Yeah, that's an amazing shot when you can get that much of the nest in the picture like that. And it looks like birds are not the only thing that you photograph. I love the next picture because it has a lot of impact to it. The butterfly on the nose of, I don't know who the little boy is. But,
that's my son.
That's your son.
Yeah. And my kids, I like to take them with me whenever I can. They've gone on some neat trips with me. But that was just a fun thing. We were in the wintering spot for monarch butterflies, where just thousands of butterflies winter in California along the coast. And So it was a real cold morning, and we were picking them up, warming them up, because a lot of them were just cold and wet laying on the ground. And so we'd pick them up and blow on them and warm them and dry them, and then they'd kind of like come back to life because they were just laying on the ground being cold-blooded and all, not moving.
Awesome.
And this one came up on his face. So it turned out to be a pretty cool shot.
Well, it's a great shot. You know,
thanks.
And these are the kinds of shots that we look for. In the next segment, we're going to talk about marketing photographs. And this is a shot that has a lot of impact when you look at it. And this would be an extremely marketable shot in a sequence to a publisher. So I
no
really
doubt.
Like
and
that.
And I have sold it more than once.
I bet you have, yeah.
Yes.
Where do you usually sell your shots?
Well, I'm mostly selling to editorial markets, you know, a lot of the mm-hmm. nature. You read off quite a list there in mm-hmm. the beginning, a lot of those nature magazines in the U.S. That I deal with. So just tons of nature magazines. And then I have a stock agency that sells some of my work, too.
Really? How do you like working with a stock agency?
Well, stock agencies, you know, they've gone through quite a change over the last few years. And so some of the big ones that have gobbled everybody else up, I'm not with any of them.
Mm-hmm.
So my experience with my stock agencies lately has been a rebirth, starting over,
yeah,
kind of a thing. So that's kind of where I am in the stock agency again.
Well, Jeff, hang on. When we come back, we'll have more with Jeff Rich, nature
okay.
photographer. And we're going to talk a little bit more about stock photography and selling some of his photos. We're going to ask him a couple of questions. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
If you're looking for a professional photo lab to print your valuable pictures, check out ChromeDigital.com. We print photographic prints with special extras you won't get from the huge discount chains. We'll retouch photos and enhance them for you. Just try to get that done at a production line photo service. We even correct technical mistakes to your files that have been improperly formatted. You'd be surprised how often this happens. Plus, it's so easy to send your pictures to our website at ChromeDigital.com. Besides being one of the few professional photo labs in the United States that still specializes in the developing of E6 positive film, we also can take care of your color and black and white negative film needs. And if you ask, we offer you experienced advice plus tips and techniques on how to become a better photographer. Since we have customers from around the world utilizing our services, you know you'll be in good company at ChromeDigital.com. Get the quality your images deserve. Get the best of both worlds. Find out more about us today by going to ChromeDigital.com now.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com.
With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
If you or someone you know really babies their car, motorcycle, boat, or RV, do we have the product for you. Never wax again. With the very same paint sealant that new car dealers charge hundreds of dollars for at a fraction of the cost, now available direct to consumers. See the amazing results at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. Whether restoring an older oxidized vehicle or protecting a new one, the PPS paint sealant may be applied with an orbital polisher or by hand. Best of all, we offer this simple but ironclad guarantee. If this is not the best product you or your loved one has ever used, we will refund your money, including shipping, and you do not need to return the product. Why would we offer such a guarantee? Because the product is that good. See for yourself at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. That's paintprotectionspecialist.com. It makes the perfect gift.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers, and we're back with Jeff Rich. And I'm also inviting Mr. Jim Motke, our photo editor, to come on the show. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you guys?
Doing great. Do you go by Jeff or Jeffrey?
Either one. Jeff is usual, but it doesn't matter.
Well, Jim is a photographer extraordinaire of the highest caliber himself.
You're too kind.
And Jim is our photo editor. Jim, what do you think of these beautiful eagle photos?
I'm honestly blown away. They're just beautiful, Jeff.
Thanks. Cool.
Yeah, I'm really amazed. It's just, I know how hard it is to get good bird photos. And, I mean, patience is one thing that you were talking about, but they're just beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
it's definitely one of those things that you got to be passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's obvious. It shows in your work, and passion is part of the ingredient that makes for good photography and makes for a good photographer, which you've also obviously proven yourself. We're looking at a couple of more of your photos here at photomall.com on the website. And I just want to ask you and you probably know these types of birds. I'm not sure you're looking at the photos here, but I see a bird sitting on a nest of eggs. And it looks like a little different. It's not an eagle, obviously. It has a black head. What type of bird is that?
Black head with a big long white neck.
Does it
have a number on it?
Number 9.
Number 9. Okay, yeah. That'd be the least tern.
Okay.
And they nest in the ground like that. They dig a little hole in the dirt and lay 2 eggs, and these guys hatched out. And mom is keeping the babies warm there, and dad is coming in from the left side with a fish, so the babies got all excited and poked their heads out.
Ah, see, the timing on that is so great. How do you time your shots to capture those kinds of things?
Well, I think one of the biggies is, learn the biology of the birds, and so you can kind of know what's, going to happen and how they're going to react. Oftentimes I'll learn while I'm sitting there waiting, and I'll see something happen. And I go, ooh, I need to get that. And so next time dad comes in, I'm a little more ready. That particular case, I'm laying on the ground basically with my eye glued to the camera just waiting to hit the shutter. And when, something good happens, then I click it. So I'm laying there in my tent for a few hours.
Yeah, the fact that you lay there for hours in a blind, proves that you have the patience. Jim, did you have a question?
Well, I had a couple. You know, that is a great technique there to watch and take note and learn the behavior. A couple of more technical questions. What lens do you prefer and what would you recommend? And do you shoot in the motor drive, the continuous shooting mode?
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, I've got the Nikon F6 and the 500 would be my big telephoto that I use, the AFS. And I use the manual exposure meter. I do everything spot metered. Like I said, I'm a dinosaur, the old-fashioned way. It works for me. And that bird happens to be some pretty good neutral gray right on his wing. As far as the motor drive, I'm always shooting it on continuous high. Yeah. However, I don't blindly push the button down and just let her go. I try to pick and choose in between. And the beauty of the motor drive for me is I click, and then it's ready to go again next time something else happens. You know, a bird opens its mouth or, you know, whatever goes on next. So I do rapid fire sometimes, but I try to be more a little picky and choosy and rapid fire when it's really good.
Right, watching that behavior and then picking that moment again.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, the one thing that I'm curious about, and we haven't really focused on too much yet, is the cover shot. Tell us about the cover shot of your new book, Baby Birds.
Yeah, and I thought it'd be kind of neat to show the actual book and then the actual slide that we edited down a little bit. The editor edited down a little bit and cropped it, as you can see in that other picture. Because, the slide I shot would be a white tern and the really neat bird, because the adult will lay a single egg on a branch, a sideways branch like that. They don't make a nest. They just find a little soft or a flat spot on the branch. They'll lay the single egg and incubate it. When the chick hatches, it'll stay on that branch until it's ready to leave the nest or fledge. The parents come in and feed it. So this is a little white tern chick that was sitting on its nest.
You know, isn't Mother Nature amazing?
Yeah. Incredible.
It's hard to believe that the egg would stay on the branch long enough for it to hatch. But
amazing.
They do.
They do.
Obviously. Moving along, boy, we're running out of time. This really went by fast.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, thanks for coming on the show and talking
to
us about your new book, Baby Birds.
My pleasure.
And
visit
your
website, huh?
Yes, your website, jeffrichphoto.com. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, Global Food for Thought.
Thanks, Jack.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use Photosimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the Photosimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, SIMILE.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
If you're looking for a professional photo lab to print your valuable pictures, check out ChromeDigital.com. We print photographic prints with special extras you won't get from the huge discount chains. We'll retouch photos and enhance them for you. Just try to get that done at a production line photo service. We even correct technical mistakes to your files that have been improperly formatted. You'd be surprised how often this happens. Plus, it's so easy to send your pictures to our website at ChromeDigital.com. Besides being one of the few professional photo labs in the United States that still specializes in the developing of E6 positive film, we also can take care of your color and black and white negative film needs. And if you ask, we offer you experienced advice plus tips and techniques on how to become a better photographer. Since we have customers from around the world utilizing our services, you know you'll be in good company at ChromeDigital.com. Get the quality your images deserve. Get the best of both worlds. Find out more about us today by going to ChromeDigital.com now.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Choosing the right franchise is a critical step for anyone looking for an efficient and profitable road to business ownership. Knowing where to begin the process of finding the right franchise can be a daunting task. So if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business but don't know where to start, remember this name, FranChoice. FranChoice provides a free service to prospective franchise owners. The FranChoice consultation process can save you both time and money in your search, provide you with intelligent choices based on your goals and preferences, and best of all, it's free to you. Our franchise experts will gather information about you, including your experience, goals, and desires for franchise ownership, arrange a confidential consultation, and develop a personalized model for use in evaluating franchise opportunities. Visit our website at www.franchoice.com. Find your perfect business match at franchoice.com. That's franchoice.com. FranchoiceE. Our mission is helping people realize their dreams.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Since email is the number one form of communication these days, it just makes sense that every email you send looks professional and promotes your company, website, products, and services. We are EmailThatSells.com, and our revolutionary on-letterhead system makes every email you send look like your company's letterhead, website, and marketing materials rolled into one. Plus direct links back to your information. Small businesses look better than the big guys. Make your email stand out from the rest. To see what one of our emails actually looks like, log on to emailthatsells.com and request a sample email. Or take us for a free 30-day test drive. That's how confident we are that you will see the results within the first 30 days. Think of how many emails you send each day. Log on to emailthatsells.com. The domain name says it all. Emailthatsells.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by SharpPix, home of the deflector. That's SharpPix.com, SharpPix.com. And by the way, SharpPix is the one that's sponsoring the giveaway that we have all this month for a monopod, a deflector, and a brand new digital camera. If you'd like to win any one of those, I think we gave away the monopod last week on the eBay radio show here at WS Radio. And the place to go to is clubwsradio.com and sign up for that drawing. Now, next, we have a brand new segment. It's a news segment brought to you by PR Newswire. Stand by.
Photography news brought to you by PR Newswire. Photographers of all levels looking for education about how to create spectacular prints will be able to find what they need at the Epson Print Academy 2006 Traveling School. The Epson Print Academy will now offer two different full-day tracks. Track 1 is designed for photo enthusiasts, advanced amateurs, and other digital SLR camera owners to learn how the pros get great prints from their digital SLR cameras. Track 2 is designed by working professionals exclusively for working professionals to learn advanced digital printing techniques that will help them advance their businesses to the next level in both quality and productivity. Epson has also announced the introduction of a new digital workflow system that is tailor-made for portrait photographers who are looking for an immediate and simple way to increase their productivity, image quality, and profitability. The Epson Gemini K3 portrait printing system combines the benefits of Epson's new award-winning Epson UltraChrome K3 photographic printing technology with new image management and enhancement programs that are designed to dramatically improve the way portrait photographers do business. Women in Technology International and IDC conducted a survey to explore women's 2005 holiday technology shopping habits. The survey, entitled Women on Holiday Shopping, the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, revealed that nearly 80% of female respondents plan on purchasing technology Christmas gifts this year with digital cameras, iPods, and iPod accessories, representing the must-have gifts of the season.
That was the news brought to you by PR Newswire. And I'm kind of glad we have that on the show now, because it gives us a little more insight as to what's happening in the photography world outside of our world. Next, I have on the show with me two of my favorite guys, Mike Connors of More Photos and Jim Motke of BetterPhoto.com. We're going to have a little roundtable discussion about marketing photos. Hi, guys.
Hello, Jack. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jack, Jim.
Hey, listen, you guys, you know, it was kind of a great segue at the beginning of the last segment, with Jeff Rich, because he talked a little bit about marketing his photos to editors and publishers. And I just wanted to answer any questions that anyone might have. And since you guys know a little bit about this, I thought I'd put myself on the spot. We'll start with you, Mike. You said that some of your clients there at morephotos.com have a lot of questions about marketing photos. Give me a shot. Shoot a couple of them.
Are you ready, huh?
I'm ready.
The biggest problem, or the biggest question they ask is, you know, we have collections of photographs. Maybe they were a newspaper reporter for years, or maybe they covered a stadium for years and stuff, and then they had the rights to all these photos. Or maybe they're just scenics or nature, like Jeff's. And okay, at that point, where's your market and how do you go at it? I mean, when it comes to, it's like a whole nother animal in itself. You got to get the people that know who you are. And, you know, even though you might have the most beautiful photos in the world, how do you get people to know that you exist? That's the biggest question.
Yeah, so these are photos that somebody's already taken, and they've been around for a long time, and they're just now, maybe they've even inherited the photos. I run into that situation once in a while. People inherit a bunch of photos, or they bought them at a garage sale or something. In the example he gave me, first of all, if a guy has worked at a newspaper, he's got to be very careful that he does own the rights. That's one of the things that you mentioned in the beginning. Let's say he owns the rights. But it would be advisable for him to make sure to go back, if the publication is still in business, and check and make sure that he didn't sign away something that he's mistaken about and that somebody else actually does own the rights. Once he knows he owns the rights, marketing photos is like marketing anything else. Exposure is the name of the game. And one of the things that I recommend to people is packaging photos in groups that tell a story. So if you have, let's say, a whole bunch of photos about, the subject today, birds, if you can take the photos and put them in sequence that tells a story about this little baby bird that grew up and ultimately left the perch on that branch, you have a far better chance of marketing that package of photos to a photo editor than just taking a collection of bird photos that you inherited. And it would be the same way in any topic, to create some sort of a concept or idea, package that, and begin to submit that as a package. So to start with, that my first recommendation would be to kind of edit the photos into a group that tells a story. Does that help?
You mean like not like a storyboard or like a book, but you put the sequences of photos together? But then who do you send this to?
Okay, well, now, in the case of our guest today, he obviously has had some success with a lot of nature magazines. And one of the things that I teach, and I wanted to get into this on the last segment, but I teach a system I call ITT. The photos have to be interesting to an editor, they have to be on target, and they have to be timely. So to get them to be interesting, you can't send, and on target, you can't send motorcycle pictures to a nature and wildlife publication, obviously. So you package them together, and you begin to target your market that you believe would be interested in bird photos. And that's the way, that's the market that you start with.
But if you're going to send that to them, the first thing that comes to my mind is, how do you present yourself? I mean, how many people if I'm an editor of a Nature magazine and
okay.
I'm looking for nature shots, how many of those people, how many calls am I getting from people that want to sell me images? And then how, and if I'm one of them, how do I put myself above the other ones? How do I extinguish my, I mean, how?
Okay, I
mean,
obviously
the presentation's got to be a huge issue too. I mean, yeah, you said put them together. Mm-hmm. But what do you have any recommendations of what you say to these people or how you?
Yeah, I kind of have a follow-up question if I can interject too, Jack.
Go ahead, Jim.
Just basically, do you have to be a really good writer when you put them together in a story? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, it helps to be a writer, but that's not what I'm talking about. Pictures, a picture, the old saying is the picture speaks 1,000 words. Mm-hmm. And if a picture speaks 1,000 words and you put 3 photos together that tell a story, you have a 3,000-word story, don't you? Okay? So what you need to do is to organize your photos in such a fashion that by looking at the photos themselves, you can visualize a story. You can see the egg on the branch. Let's use today's example. You see the weather on the branch. Then you see the egg beginning to hatch. Mm-hmm. Then you see a mother bird. Then you see a baby being fed. Then you see a father bird circling overhead. My point is you now have an editorial package. Mm-hmm. And that package, with even without writing, would be interesting for a publisher of a bird magazine to look at. Not a motorcycle magazine, not an automobile magazine, but a bird magazine or a nature or wildlife magazine. And in some cases, what I like about today's guest is he's also been publishing Ranger Rick. Well, Ranger Rick isn't necessarily a specific type of magazine, and there are other publications for kids like Weekly Reader. So you can kind of go out of the box a little bit when you're talking about babies, baby birds.
I don't mean to be naive here, but
yeah,
with those images in a sequence there, are you expecting the magazine to do an article about that bird?
Well,
and then having those sequences for the article? Or how would they present that in the magazine? I mean,
okay.
I'm missing it.
Well,
sorry, Jack.
No, you're doing fine. These are the questions that everybody has. Now, if you are a writer or if you know a writer, it is good to create some content with the photographs. Let's start with captions. Captions are important to an editor to give them an idea of what it is that you're presenting. Describing each photo, not necessarily anything to do with the film you shot it with or anything, but the topic. And then you can, if you sit and write these little sentences, like just 2 sentences with each photograph, you'll find that you'll have an outline to a story and you will have given the editor an idea for a story and he'll have the photographs right in his hands.
Yeah, I'll bet that process too just forces the photographer to really severely edit their own work
mm-hmm.
and present just their best pictures. Do you also recommend, Jack, that you have somebody else look at your work and kind of, you know, bounce the ideas, try to see if another person likes the photos too?
Well, it's obvious. I mean, depending on, at what level you're working at, because all photographers work at different levels. But sure, I mean, input is always helpful. But negative input is not helpful. So you want people with positive ideas and positive input when you're talking about content of photographs. This is assuming that your photographs are already pretty good.
Yeah, technically now, good.
Technically good, yes. If you are struggling with your technique and your images are not coming out in a way that you see them in a magazine, then you need to go to betterphoto.com and take a course from Jim.
That's right. Go back to school. I love that.
That's right. But if people are saying, well, your photos look like postcards, and your photos, I saw that in a magazine, then your content is probably pretty good.
That's great. Hey, Jack, I have another question if I can ask. I always hear about people saying that, you know, in order to figure out what the publishers want, you really got to read their magazines. And
Very good.
I think that's good advice, but I wonder about people who don't have all the time in the world. Are there any tricks that you can think of, you know, to really get to know things in a way that's I don't know, time efficient, you know.
Well, nowadays, of course, the use of the web. You can go to their website. Most magazines have websites. You can thumb through pages on the web and look at old articles. One of the tricks that a photographer mentioned on the show one time was that he reworks old articles. He'll go back. He actually would go to the library, look up real old articles, and then he'd update them. For instance, wow. Let's say there's an article about teenagers being on the phone too much, and he would see a series of photos about teenagers being on the phone. Well, you can imagine what's happened to our society just in the last 10 or 15 years. You go back 15 years, all the kids are on corded phones, and today they all have cell phones. So he just did an update of that article. Boom, the editor loved it. He saw the photographs, which sold him on the concept, and he had his writers write the story. He used the captions, though, as kind of an outline for the story.
That's great.
Yeah. Does that help, Mike? Are you getting your questions answered here?
Oh, I got lots of
okay,
questions.
Shoot, fire.
Well, the other thing is, well, I don't want to sidetrack a little bit, but a lot of guys, you know, they have all these images on slides and mm-hmm. through archives and... What would you recommend? I mean, guys are asking me, what do you recommend? How do I do get those? I mean, do they go to a print shop? And or, you know, if there's so many of them, is there machines out there? I mean, what's the most efficient way to get, do you have any ideas of how to get them onto a digital form?
Well, actually, Jim could probably answer that better than I can, Jim. Take
yeah,
it away.
I mean basically, yeah, they do have different options, and they can take it to a lab, but I would recommend just getting a slide scanner.
Hang on, Jim. We're going to finish that answer when we come back.
Sure.
We want to keep everybody in suspenders. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show right here, syndicated by Brain Food Media, Global Food for Thought.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing, with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com.
If you have a business that ships products, you're probably paying way too much for your shipping and packaging supplies, even if you're buying from major retail stores. Check out eSupplyStore.com if you want to dramatically lower your costs. How much lower? Well, many of our customers are paying only half of what they were paying at the major retail stores. Plus, we've got fast delivery. How fast? If you order before noon Eastern Time, your order is shipped the same day. We use common carriers that deliver right to your door, so you never have to run out to buy your shipping and packaging supplies again. And since we're an internet company, everything from ordering, tracking, and customer support can be done online, making it convenient for you. Best of all, your satisfaction is always 100% guaranteed. So to get the low prices, fast delivery, and friendly service, go to eSupplyStore.com. That's the letter E, supplystore.com.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe, or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcast. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming archiving, pin access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to corporateinternetradio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's corporateinternetradio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
If you're an eBay seller losing sleep over how to pack and ship impossibly difficult items, go to packmail.com. Find out how to solve your most delicate to your most complicated shipping dilemma. At Packmail, we'll ship anything, anywhere. Bring us your precious, your awkward, and your priceless. We'll make sure that each one arrives at its destination in one piece and on time. A sofa to Sacramento? A truck transmission to Tanzania? How about precious paintings to Poland or delicate dishes to Denmark? No problem. And no matter where or what you ship, Packmail has the solution. And it's always easy and convenient. We'll provide you free shipping estimates, and at most locations, we'll even pick up the items to be shipped. You get it all with Packmail. And tight deadlines don't have to be a problem when you work with the Packmail professionals. We make it our business to meet your deadlines. Check us out at packmail.com. That's packmail.com.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to worldwidebrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right, by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com now.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by my ebook, CashForPhotos.com. Go to CashForPhotos.com if you want to find out more details about the topic we're discussing. And I'm talking with Mike Connors of More Photos and Jim Motke of BetterPhoto.com. And right before the break, Mike, you had asked Jim about slides and what to do with them. And Jim, you were answering. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically, that was a great question, Mike. And you mentioned the idea of being efficient. And so that gets into the question of, yeah, what is going to be the most cost-effective and efficient way to acquire your slides? And you can either go to a photo lab and have them scan them in, but that costs some money. So you only want to do that if you're very selective about your images and you need the absolute best quality, highest file size as possible, and you really don't have time to do it yourself. Now, if you do have time to do it yourself, you can get a great deal on a scanner. If you go into a camera shop, I'd recommend that you don't really, I would shy away myself from a flatbed scanner, which are the ones that you find almost everywhere, and instead get a dedicated film scanner. And you can get one that, you know, the super film scanners that are like $5,000, $9,000, and these things are just awesome. I'm thinking of like an Imicon FlexTite scanner. That would be great if you have large, like medium format images. But if you just have 35 millimeter slides, I recommend the Nikon Super Cool Scan, and that you're talking about $1,000, $1,200. And you can even get a little attachment for it, which will allow you to stack a bunch of slides together and scan them in a fast way. That's probably one of the most efficient, fast ways to get them into a digital format.
Okay, Mike, we're on a short segment, so fire away. What's the
next
question?
Okay, I got a few more questions. That's awesome. Thank you, Jim. What about artwork? I mean, like, I want to sell artwork. I think it's going to be beautiful for somebody's walls. Do you have any tricks of the trade on on that type of marketing? We talked about the magazines and get them published, but what about if you just want to supply artwork for okay. With your photos?
Okay. There's a couple of different ways there. Galleries are they have a very critical eye. You better be sure that your photography is technically pretty perfect. Unless you have some unique, crazy idea. We did have a guy one time who was taking pictures with a Polaroid. They were pretty off the wall and was pretty successful in a gallery. The art world is a lot more forgiving than the photography world when it comes to technically correct images. But you still want to make sure that your images are technically correct from the very beginning. As far as where to sell them, there are usually galleries in your local communities that sell artwork. Many of them have a photography section, and I would check in your local community.
Okay, how about calendars? Do you recommend if you had like a series of to do calendars, or who would you promote those? Say, if, for instance, you had like I inherited some photos. I inherited like 30,000 pictures from my uncle that did flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers from you name it. Flowers from everywhere. But what if I said, well, these would be beautiful calendars? Then is that? I mean, you got different markets. You got the magazines. You have the art, and then maybe you have like postcards calendars.
Well, first of all, let me refer you to my ebook, cashforphotos.com, because I do have some listings of publishers and editors there and people who do buy photos. So you can go to cashforphotos.com and you can sign up. I have a free trial course there that you can take also on some good information. But secondly, a while back we had Donna Poner, who's the editor of the Photographer's Market, on the show, and they have probably by far the most detailed information for calendar companies, postcard companies, and magazine companies to help anyone who wants to market their photography. So go to your local bookstore and pick up a copy of the Photographer's Market, and you'll find plenty of listings there.
And then go for cashforphotos.com and get that book there.
There you go. Thanks, Jim. But as far as calendars go, flowers and your more common subjects are going to be much harder to market than unique subjects.
So if you were talking to somebody that first did the photos, where would be the easiest and the where would you point first? Would you tell them to go to the editors first, or magazines, or the art galleries first?
I always refer people to magazines first. They're easier to get into, and they have a bigger need and a bigger thirst for photography. So I usually refer people to magazines. Local publications are the best place to start. I'm sorry we're out of time, guys. Let's do this again.
All right.
This is a great show. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show. You've been listening to Jim Mottke of BetterPhoto.com and Michael Connors of MorePhotos.com. Thanks for listening.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.